Welcome, everybody. And today we're going to veer off from our series on prayer just for 1 week as we get ready to celebrate Easter Sunday. I'm not going to have a long devotion today, but I want to read a few passages out of John chapter 20. And I want to explain something to you that I struggled with as a young Christian that may be a help to you. We know that the Lord Jesus, according to the scriptures, was resurrected on the first day of the week. We understand that day to be Sunday. I'll go ahead and read out of John 20, verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. So I want to pause here and just remind you of some things the Lord had said prior to his crucifixion and resurrection day. He had mentioned that as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so he would be 3 days and three nights. And I know many people celebrate Good Friday as the day that Jesus was crucified. And in my American mind, that was difficult to reconcile because Friday to Sunday was not 3 days and three nights. And what we have to learn, folks, is that when we read the Word of God, we can't read it with an American mind or with an English mind. We have to read it according to context. And really, the more we learn it and develop a biblical mindset, we can begin to interpret things correctly. If the Lord had been, and the Lord was, crucified, and he was buried in the earth 3 days and three nights, and he did rise again on the third day. That's clear. We know that. And yet this idea of him being crucified on Friday, how do we reconcile that? What's that all about? Is that a man-made tradition? Is that just something that the Catholics have celebrated? And the reality is, no, it's not. It is biblical. You see, what you need to understand is this, okay? For the Hebrew, the day begins and ends different than to us. In Genesis 1, we discover that the evening and the morning were the first day. And so now if you will use that, okay, let's take our Friday. Our Friday would actually be, or the Friday for the Hebrew would actually be our Thursday evening. It would begin on our Thursday evening, and it would end on our Friday morning. That's their Friday. And then Saturday would begin on Friday evening and end Saturday morning. And then Sunday would begin on Saturday evening, and it would end on Sunday morning. Hence, you have the 3 days and the three nights, and the Lord was resurrected. I hope you could follow that. I put a little diagram on a piece of paper so that I could see it. So I've got Thursday a.m. or Thursday p.m. to Friday a.m. That's Friday for the Hebrew. Friday p.m. to Saturday a.m., that's Saturday for the Hebrew. Saturday p.m. to Sunday a.m., that's Sunday for the Hebrew. Therefore, you have the first day of the week, which we also agree with on Sunday. And the Lord Jesus implemented meeting with the disciples on that day. He met with them twice, and that's why the New Testament church meets on Sunday, the first day of the week. I needed to know that because it was a struggle in my mind for years, and To be able to see it like that, it helped me. I hope this helped you. I hope it wasn't a waste of your time, but I hope you have a wonderful Easter. I hope that you will celebrate the risen Savior, not just this Sunday, but every Sunday. Every Sunday is Resurrection Sunday for the Christian. And we praise the Lord for that. God bless you, and you have a fantastic day.